Eden Mills, a rural space that has served as a getaway for spiritual growth for nearly 40 years, is facing an uncertain future after the property was found not to be properly zoned. The township of Guelph, Aramosa has ordered 6 of 7 buildings at the Aramosa Eden Retreat Center at 8178 Indian Trail to come down, as the land hosting the buildings is zoned agricultural, which doesn't allow for the dwellings. This isn't something that was known to sisters Alberta and Gloria Nye, who have been operating the center, which is owned by a charity, for about 24 years. The Aramosa Eden Retreat Center was started 39 years ago by Valerie Bannert, a Catholic nun not associated with any particular order. The goal of it is to provide a space for theological learning, spiritual development, and maintain the center as a place for quiet contemplation and nature appreciation. The site has hosted a range of events like writers' retreats, weddings, baptism, the Guelph Outdoor School, and just a place for spiritual reflection in general in the property's nearly 16-acre forest and along the riverfront. The Nyes got a surprise one day in June 2019 when they received a zoning notice after an inspection. The zoning notice ordered the center to decommission and vacate the following dwellings: Kateri Cabin, Snapping Turtle, The Blue Heron, Dragonfly, so they are no longer considered dwelling units pursuant to Section 3 of the township's zoning bylaw. The order further said this includes removing all kitchen facilities, sanitary facilities, and sleeping accommodations, as well as capping water and waste pipes. A further building referred to as the Gaia House has also been ordered to have one secondary unit removed and to decommission a treehouse. "We've been running for 40 years with no difficulties with the township whatsoever, paying taxes all those years, keeping our nose clean doing all those things," Alberta said in an interview at the center. The sisters want to make it clear that they hold no ill will towards the township. They said they understand employees who they said have been very courteous and helpful but are ultimately just doing their jobs. They were also given multiple extensions, helped by a global pandemic, but time is running out and they have a deadline of January 31st to comply. And they are trying to comply, with 2 buildings taken out of commission and 3 others they acknowledge will have to go too. However, they're concerned about what will happen to the center's operations if the Dragonfly cabin is taken out of operation, as the 2 of them live there. They have been told that a rezoning is not possible. If that building has to go, I don't know. I don't know the viability of the charity, because we need to be here and need to be on the land to be able to do what we're doing, Alberta said. The center has meant a lot to the Nyes and visitors as an important place for spirituality of all faiths. The sisters have collected a pile of support letters since the first zoning order back in 2019. "Gloria and Alberta perform an irreplaceable service to our community by providing this rustic retreat center so close to home. No need to drive for hours to reach a place of such beauty and quiet," wrote Melinda Burns in one of the letters. "It is a true treasure and deserves to be commended and supported for as many years as possible. There are very few places in southern Ontario that have the kind of natural environment that is supportive and conducive to people letting go of old ways of being and coming into a brand new perspective," wrote Russell Scott, a spiritual mentor. "There's no other space quite like it in the area, and its loss would be felt by the dozens of writers who have found in it a nearby oasis from the busyness of life where they can focus on their craft," wrote Jeremy Luke Hill, managing director of Vocamus Press. "But despite the kind words from supporters, there's only one option remaining to save their cabin." The sisters explained the only recourse they have is to prove that the building existed prior to 1956 as a residence, then the building can be grandfathered in as legally non-conforming. "That's all we can hope for. We're getting an affidavit from the son of the man who used to own the place, and apparently his nanny is still alive," Alberta said. "We're hoping, but there's no guarantee." The Nyes hope to find others who are familiar with the property who can also attest to how long the cabin has been there. Ultimately, even if all buildings went away, the sisters feel the energy of it would remain. "It would still be a spiritual place," Gloria said. "It's a privilege to live here."